Wow, praise the name of the Lord. Tusalamiane na mkono. You know I love that hand. When I see that hand, I see the people of God who are rejoicing. Happy New Year, everybody. Wow, praise the Lord. I'm sure you are grateful to God for what he's done for you in the past year. And you are asking him, as I am doing, that he leads us into the new year. And I want to assure you, our God, who is always merciful and loving and kind, will definitely lead us through this year and many other years. All we need to do is to totally depend on him and ask him to keep guiding us. Today is the first Sunday of the year. Tinivyo. Yeah, even the children have reminded us, although some of them forgot, or maybe they don't know. And usually in this church, when we come to the first day or the first Sunday of the year, we have what we call a Covenant Renewal Sunday. And you can see down there is Covenant Renewal. 2019, first thing, Covenant Renewal. And therefore, we're going to share in my little sermon about renewing our covenant with God, because we need to renew our covenant with God. We have read two readings. One of them is Exodus chapter 33, verse 1 to 22, and then Romans 13, 1 to 3, one of my favorite passages in the New Testament. But in fact, I was thinking later on, if I had known, I would have, for the first reading done, Jeremiah chapter 31, beginning from 31, getting to about 38. But all the same, the word of God has been read, and I may refer to Jeremiah a few times. In my introduction, let me begin by saying that covenant renewal is not just a church practice. It's not just PCS in Andrews church practice. It is also a biblical idea and concept and even practice, as we can see in some of the references in New and Old Testament. One example is that Joshua, if you remember in the Bible, renewed God's covenant with the Israelites at Mount Ebal, where he copied the law of the Lord, maybe to remind the guys, because they were forgetting, on stones, as a way of reminding Israelites the law of the Lord. And I believe that even as we celebrate, even as we think about the renewal of the covenant with God, we must really begin going back to see where we have forgotten the law of God and ask the Lord to copy it in our hearts, so that we'll live obeying him and living according to his will. That is Joshua 8, verse 30. We have that reference. In Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33, God said he would make a new covenant with the house of Israel and of Judah. God himself actually said he would renew covenant with the people of Israel and Judah. And this is because the people of Israel and Judah, or God's people, had broken the covenant. We are renewing our covenant with God because in one way or another, we have broken our covenant with God. In Hebrew chapter 10, verse 16 to 18, that passage shows that the renewed covenant is in Jesus. God has renewed our covenant, and we can only renew our covenant with God through Jesus Christ. In Hebrews 10:16b, the scripture says, "This is the covenant I'll make with them. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds." There's no way we can talk about renewal of the covenant if the law of God is not going to be written in our hearts and in our minds, so that as we behave in a godly way. So, as I said earlier, the idea of covenant renewal is not just a practice in the church. It's a biblical practice. It's a biblical concept. It's a biblical idea. Now, let's look at what this really means to have a biblical renewal of a covenant. This means four things. One, this is knowing God and not simply knowing about Him. You know, some people know about God. People who never know God, you know, and just know that they hear about God. They know about. But in our covenant renewal, we're talking about knowing God and not simply knowing about God. Knowing God in a personal way. In a personal way, you know God. Isn't it? Just like in marriage. You know, sometimes when we are dating and getting there, we just know about marriage. We have not known marriage, isn't it? Yeah, but when you get into the marriage, you get to know, hey, this is what it means. It's knowing God and not knowing about God. Secondly, it's allowing God to be our teacher. Allowing God to be your teacher. Having God as your teacher. I'm sure you know what a teacher means in one's life. When a teacher says you do this, you listen, you hear well, and you do what the teacher is saying. I happen to be a teacher in high school, now at the university, and I know even at the university when you tell students that this is the assignment, and you have to do this, it doesn't matter how big they feel. They will obey. So, if God is our teacher, we have allowed God to be our teacher, and He is really our teacher, that is now what we are talking about when we talk about renewing our covenant. We must get to know that God is our teacher. He is our teacher, our instruction. And then thirdly, it means practically following God's teachings and guidance and instruction. So renewing our covenant here will send us into that idea of following God's teachings, being practical, okay? And having God guiding us and instructing us. And I want to tell you, if you and I have allowed God to do that, we will not have some of the things that we have in this world. Fighting in the family, quarreling, or stealing that we hear about in this country. I believe that, you know, people do all these things because, really, God's teaching is not being applied in their lives. And they are not being guided by the hand of God. And they are not being instructed by the hand of God. So, in our renewal of the covenant, we must really accept that God's teaching, are to guide us and to help us live the kind of life that God wants us to live. And then finally, it's living a godly life. We are not talking about what the renewing of covenant is. It's living a godly life. because of being in fellowship with God, living a godly life. Because we are in the fellowship with God, godly life, living like God. That's what it means. We may not be able to achieve that standard anyway, but we are supposed to really live a godly life. And we need to keep thinking about when we fail, what we do. We need to keep renewing our covenant with God, asking the Lord to forgive us and help us to live a godly life. So, as I finish about the meaning of what renewal here, you know, of a covenant with God means, I can say this. Many times, just as the people in the Old Testament, we also lose our relationship with God. We therefore need to renew our relationship with Him. And this being the beginning of the year, it is appropriate that you and I look back and see where we failed and see where the law of God was not written in our hearts and in our minds, as we said earlier, and ask God to forgive us, to cleanse us, so that He can give us the power now to live a godly life, as we have already mentioned here. May the Lord help us to renew our covenant. I don't know whether you are renewing your covenant with God. Today, we are being reminded of the importance of renewing a covenant with God. I want to share with you in my third part of the sermon on the steps for renewing our covenant. Steps for renewing our covenant with God. It means you and I have to do something. It's not just coming to church and feeling that we are members of the church and so on. There is something that we have to do today to renew our covenant with God. One, we must accept that we, like Israelites, have broken our relationship with God due to our ungodly behavior. Our ungodly behavior has made us break our covenant with God. And therefore, we must accept, so that when we accept, we cry to God. You know, usually when I know I have failed and I have sinned against God, I'm one of these people who go down to my knees with tears and crying and asking God, forgive me, because I've done something that is probably not pleasing to God. And when we disobey, we are breaking our covenant with God. And when we fail, we need to know, we need to accept that we have failed and ask God to forgive us from our ungodly behavior. And our godly behavior is all over in our homes, in the church, even. Imagine. Guys who come looking good, but really the things they are doing at night and at home and where they are, ooh, terrible. Our ungodly behavior, we need to accept that we have broken our relationship with God because of that. And then the second thing that we must do in renewing our covenant with God, we must be ready to change. We must be ready to change. Change. Oh, that's where there's a problem. Many people like looking good, but inside they don't want to change. We must be ready to change. And then thirdly, we must, purpose to once again offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, and allow God to transform us. Romans 12 verse 1, the one that we read. We must be ready. Offer your bodies as living sacrifice. Your lives, my life, to God as living sacrifices. And God does not just accept sacrifices that are. There are some people who want to give themselves a sacrifice, but they are smelly. God wants, you know, sacrifices that are holy and accepted before him. Then fourthly, we must put away pride and think ourselves with sober judgment. Do you know some of us, we think us about ourselves very highly. And I have seen some people, the way they walk. There was somebody many years ago in the university who held a position somewhere. And then he was walking. My goodness. He wanted everybody to see that he was a great man. But I want to tell you, do you want to be in our fellowship with God? Humility. Judging yourself with sober judgment. And then finally, about the steps, is that we should, with the help of God, listen, with the help of God, because yourself you can't and I can't, we must, with the help of God, deepen our love and faith in him and choose to serve him with renewed commitment. Deepen our love for God and our faith so that in that way we'll be able to serve God, you know, with a renewed commitment this year of 2019. Now, my last part of the sermon is the results of godly renewal or covenant prayer. Renewal. Results of godly covenant renewal. What happens when you really accept to renew your covenant with God, as we have already talked about? Well, two things. One, we will be transformed, because you never get transformed if you are not willing to change. We will be transformed. We will stop conforming to the pattern of the world. The way people are being tied to the pattern of the world. I have seen people who even leave their own families to go and enjoy the world, in quotes, enjoy. You wonder whether that is enjoying. Somebody leaving the family and going, doing all sorts of things, evil and, you know, drinking and so on. This morning, my wife and I passed through somewhere. I don't want to tell you where. And last night, there were vehicles and vehicles of people drinking there. This morning, people are still there. They are still drinking. And you wonder whether somebody who has really a brain to think should really do that kind of thing, leaving the family. Sad. So when we renew our covenant as believers, we know that we will be transformed and we'll stop conforming to the pattern of the world. And then you know God's will. We will know God's will. And as Romans describes it, Paul describes it in Romans 1 to 12, this God's will that we really need to know, you and I, is pleasing and perfect in the sight of God. Pleasing and perfect in the sight of God. So may the Lord help us to renew our covenant. In my conclusion, let me say this. At the beginning of this year, 2019, on this first Sunday of the year, 2019, listen to my call as a servant of God. Let us renew our covenant with God, so that we can be more committed to him and serve him with renewed zeal. And let me say, renewing our covenant with God will help us to live a life that pleases God, even as we wait to live with him in the eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We shall go straight away to our covenant.